The next station is Angel.
Travelling by tube can be annoying at best of times, so take a minute to imagine what it might be like for disabled people, especially those in wheelchairs. For many, the underground is out of bounds, according to Hannah Hollingworth from the Leonard Cheshire Charity, which campaigns for the right of disabled people.
The tubes are very inaccessible. There's only a handful of stations that are wheelchair accessible, and then often when you do go to them, there's often too big a gap between the platform and the train, so people can't actually get off, and people end up getting stuck on trains and not being able to access using the tube at all.
Just how difficult travelling can get, she says, was recently demonstrated by a well-known actress who is a wheelchair user.
Julie Fernandez went round and did a tube journey of what was supposed to be an accessible tube. She ended up having to crawl across the gap because that was the only way she could get onto the tube or off the tube.
Transportation can be a nightmare, but so can be access to a lot of places. That's why Daniel Beadle, a survivor of the 2005 London bombings, has created an app for iPhone called London Access. It shows where to find accessible toilets, baby changing facilities and restaurants. He says the idea was born out of sheer frustration.
I used to spend hours trawling through websites looking at different places, and it got to the point where I just thought there has to be an easier way to do this. So we started making the plan to put the app together and basically give something on a mobile platform that somebody could keep in their pocket that basically is cheaper than buying a bag of chips.
Launched 10 days ago, the app already has a lot of data, but people are encouraged to contact its inventors and help improve it. In the long run, and especially with the Olympics coming up, Hannah Hollingworth thinks this app, and others like it, could make a real difference.
The Olympics will really highlight how inaccessible some parts of London are, particularly the transport systems. So yes, I think it'd be really useful.